BBC News. Italy has registered the highest number of deaths from the coronavirus in a single day of any country since the outbreak began in China in December. Another 475 people have died, bringing the total in Italy to nearly 3,000. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel has given an unprecedented televised address. She described the disease as the country's greatest challenge since the Second World War. Britain is to shut all schools from the end of the week. The United States and Canada have agreed to close their border to non-essential traffic as governments around the world impose restrictions on movement in response to the pandemic. Donald Trump says the move will not affect trade. There have been further dramatic falls in stock markets in New York. The Dow Jones closed down more than 6%, close to the level when Mr. Trump took office. Sub-Saharan Africa has recorded its first deaths from the virus. The World Health Organization says 4 people have died. It has urged governments across the continent to prepare for the worst. Aid agencies in Bangladesh are preparing for a possible outbreak of the coronavirus in refugee camps, which are home to hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas. A UNHCR representative told the BBC they were preparing temporary isolation areas. In other news, human rights campaigners have criticised the army in Mali and the UN for failing to prevent a massacre in a village which left at least 35 people dead. Last month's attack by a Dogon ethnic militia took place after Mali's military had withdrawn from the area. Researchers believe a newly discovered fossil of a bird could be the earliest known ancestor of every chicken on the planet. The fossilized skull dates back 66 million years. BBC News.